Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and good morning, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Thank you to all of those delegations who spoke yesterday, who also uploaded their statements and may not have taken the floor, but also who have participated very actively in our discussions on the 2025 budget, including in last month's standing committee, where we discussed the budget in some detail. Many of the statements that were made yesterday addressed the funding gap, of which the High Commissioner and myself both addressed at the opening, as well as yesterday in terms of this agenda item. I want to thank the distinguished delegation of Uganda on behalf of the Africa Group, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Venezuela in particular, for taking the floor for more unearmarked contributions and welcoming Japan's support for the enhanced operational collaboration on the comprehensive whole of society approach. Ethiopia had a very specific question about a decrease in the budget, and actually we've taken a look at this and can confirm that actually overall there is an increase of 2% in the budget, which we hope we can maintain when we come to implementation. Contributions will be important to that. And I want to confirm, of course, that we're working very closely in partnership with the government and other actors to support the settlement approach as well as the inclusion agenda. Thank you very much. In response to the distinguished delegation of the Russian Federation about the sustainability in procurement, I want to reiterate a point we had made when the subject was raised last year, that our financial rules align with the UN financial rules, and we strictly adhere to them, considering best value for money, fairness, integrity, transparency, and international competition when it comes to procurement, including sustainability considerations. What we have found in looking at the market research is that we do not incur a significant price increase when we go a sustainable route. Actually, it's the opposite. We will continue to pursue as a criteria the value for money while procuring sustainable products. There was a mention as well about risk management, and I just want to reassure, I think we talk about this subject every time we meet, that risk management is an integral part of both our budget and our planning processes. So the budget that you see before you has the risk lens integrated throughout. And we very much value the advice of ACABQ, another issue that was raised, and are committed to following up on their observations. And we'll continue to brief you as we have in past years in some detail related to that. Because we are a 99% voluntarily funded organization, we have an approach which is the usual practice of putting our follow-up in the subsequent budget in Annex 2 of what you see before you in terms of the follow-up to ACABQ. And finally, related to the budget cycle, as the High Commissioner mentioned, there is a recognized need to reflect on how we program and budget, including whether or not we want to move multi-year budgets to support multi-year strategic planning, which, as we've said in this committee, we have planning.